What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Starlight Digest, a podcast bringing along line talk and digesting Star Wars topics over a thousand years. This is episode 255, being recorded on April 24th, 2024. I am your host, Darden Moocher. Got Scott Solo here.
What's up, nerds?
Got the Bootleg Joe.
Hey, yo, nerds.
And Grand Admiral Franz.
Sup.
Sup. Up. Grand Admiral Franz does not look happy today, and we're going to find out why. Not yet, not yet.
Too early for it? Because I mean,
not yet.
Okay, all right.
But I am going to kick over to you so you can...
Premature
graphication.
If the shoe fits.
Well, Scott, take it over real fast and get our Shadow Council shouted out and everybody who's being digested in the pit because they're ready to talk Star Wars talk, get mad at. I don't know. We'll see what goes on tonight. So take
it. All right. You got it. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for coming to this amazing breakdown of the most awesomest episode of the Bad Batch ever. So we want to give a special shout out to our Shadow Council. That is AJ from the Forbidden Panel, Brandon and Anya Epler, Brian C, Cliff, Commander Cook, Crystal E, Dennis McGrath, Don the Dad Dorn, Eric Grubb, Flavy Davey, formerly of the Nerds with Attitude podcast, Gavin Connor from the Holy Hour All Cure podcast, who I accidentally butt dialed today and talked to him for a couple minutes, so that was nice. Justin the Vanilla Thunder, Luke, a.k.a. Lob or L-O-B, still haven't gotten that clarification yet, so Lob Collects, Mervine Bolanos, Matt Logic, Nicholas Schaefer, Papa Schmitty, Ryan, and the Star Joes podcast. And hey, you know, if you want to join the Shadow Council, just scan that QR code right there, donate a couple bucks, or you can always, you know, just do a super chat. That's kind of cool too. But if you're a member of our Shadow Council, you could get one of these awesome shirts that say the Shadow Council on them, produced by our friend and showrunner Darth Moocher. So there we go.
A one-time deal.
It's like it's never happening again.
Already pre-mat on that, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, we are also currently digesting Luis Lauro Martinez Ramos.
What's Rhino up,
Hobby?
Hey, what's up, Rhino?
Matt Logic 44.
Matt.
Oh, I like this. This is nice. Don the Dad Dorn.
Don, what's going on, Don?
Mando Mike.
Hi,
dude.
Mike. Hey, Mike. He was going nuts in the chat already. I was like, is he on crank? What's he doing today?
I know, right?
Somebody's out of control. So, Mike?
Gavin Connor.
Gavin!
There we go. Let me see who else we got. We got Bootleg, but he don't count. He's right there.
He don't get it. He don't get it. Bootleg!
I mean, he counts, but...
Yeah. And Obi-Wan Chingones.
Chingones!
And Santo 1414.
And Santo, what is happening?
Nice. I'm not going to highlight Mando Mike's comments, but okay. We love you too. So, all right. Now, if anybody's been paying attention to Star Wars news across the galaxy, there is none because we are in, Let's move Bad Batch aside real fast, but we are in this calm before the storm, waiting on the Acolyte, May 4th. All that stuff's going to be happening soon, TM. So what we have to do is we have to sit and watch Bad Batch, which is every Tuesday or every Wednesday. Some of us watch it midnight, and some of us forget to watch it midnight, like me. But I think it's time. Just click the button, man. Just click it.
It's coming. Thank you.
It's coming. Brace yourselves, right? Which one is it? There it is.
I know it says Chris is pretty mad, but
I'm about to go. I'm ready. I've been holding this in for a minute.
wait, before you do that, because you might have to put baby Abigail a bed just a little early because maybe some language is going to be flying here. So,
hey, we didn't do Michael Nostalgia. What's going on?
He's saying Federation representation. Jeez, this Bad Batch episode has really got me tongue tied. Putting baby Abigail to bed. Hope you guys and the families are doing great. We are. So there's going to be probably some earmuffs things going on today, but I just want to set the stage a little bit, okay? And then so, I'm going to kick it over to Chris.
Do I also need to hit the button for Moocher's rant so we can get them both on at the same time? I mean,
I think once I start my
banjos.
Yeah, this is the setup. This is the setup, and then once I get into it, then yes. But okay. The setup is, well, let's welcome Ernie the Fallen Fett into the show.
Ernie,
I didn't even know I hit the button.
Damn, oh, that was fast. he's ate that hamburger really fast.
Congrats on 500, Ernie.
Thank you,
homie. All right, Ernie. Well, you know what? Perfect timing, dude. Because I don't know if you got a chance to watch The Bad Batch, but even if you haven't, you guys know our history with it. We review it, we watch it, and this season we've been saying like, "Oh, this is
it's really good.
It's a series finale. It's a series finale. This is it. There's no more. So it should end in this huge climactic bang, and then our worrisome like." How we're seeing it transpire versus what we're trying to talk around it, it's just going this one direction. It keeps going this one direction. Now we're at this funnel where we got one episode left, so about 25, 30 minutes left. And take it away, Chris.
Why? I was so happy all season thinking that we're going to have like this 3-episode arc, right? Yeah. It's going to be cool that you're going to have, okay, here we are escaping. Here we are fighting, and here's the resolution, and we're going to the path. Right. Okay. Yeah. My own fault for that part. And I still think it's happening, though, even with this.
It's still right. I'm going to write this down.
But I mean, dude, like how many? There's no filler episodes until the last 3 or 4. And all of a sudden, we're just going to fill the shit out of it until the last one. I trust in Filoni. You guys see me saying that every day. Right. Trust yes. Filoni. Trust Filoni. Trust yeah. Filoni. Trust Filoni.
Right.
Let's do it. Right. I know he's going to come through big, but he's frustrating the shit out of me the last couple episodes because what was this all about? Like, really, this was a long 20 something or short 20 something minute episode to show me the Zilla Beast.
Yeah.
Period.
Because, period.
Yeah, I'm totally with you because you guys know I do other shows as well, too. So even over on Boba Squadron, our breakdowns are like 6-7 minutes and all the rest are talk. Because nothing has been going on. Honestly, it's been the same here of, hey, what about this? What about that? Because it is difficult. And I know we've all tried to feel the same thing as, oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
It is. But I, like I said it here last week was I hate these cliffhangers. Like, why do we need a cliffhanger right now?
Yeah.
We know something's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Why do you keep doing that? But I'm still going to stick to, and I think we're going to get shocked. And I think this last episode may be movie-like, like the first Clone Wars, and it's going to be like an hour some.
Oh, didn't we have a runtime for it?
That's the only. I don't think it's correct though. But that's what I'm saying is it's going to pop on and it's going to be like this epic ending,
yeah,
like over an hour. Movie
man,
time,
that's really some hopeful shit right there.
Well,
yeah, but that's where I'm at because like you can't just say, "Oh, they died." Like we can't say that.
Well,
you know, oh, they died. Like a bomb goes off and the Zillow Beast just runs out.
Yeah, and she's riding the Zillow Beast, right? She knows how to control creatures. She's gonna ride that like Boba on a damn Rancor
with a bunch of rocks behind her,
just like family. Right? The Fets have a thing for being able to control animals. So I mean,
Fets have a thing.
Right,
you're right.
Boba's ridden the Mythosaur, whatever the hell, in the holiday special, and the Rancor, and you know.
I do want to put this out there. Like the reason why we're kind of like getting a little bit harsher on the Bad Batch is because we're looking at it as a show that's a staple in the Star Wars canon timeline, right? So like Chris brings up the path. We bring up all these other things and we bring up like Asajj. I was trying to talk myself into like, okay, we only got like, you know, I said one episode left. And then at the end of the day, all said and done, when this is in our timeline, what did we accomplish? And now, and it's, I understand people saying, just sit back and enjoy it. It's like a spinoff of Clone Wars or whatever it is. It's like, that's cool. But I mean,
Not when they introduced Mount Tanis and the cloning and the Operation Necromancer and everything else. It became super freaking massive in canon now, right? Yeah. It went from a cool, hey, post Order 66 and let's see what's happening to how it transitions to the Empire to, oh my God, now I have ramifications for the next 50 years plus, right? Because it's going to, this is stuff to the Emperor. So it's like,
yeah.
You're going to wrap it up in 23 minutes next week? F that, dude.
If I heard somebody in one of the Facebooks saying something about they set up another spinoff, and I'm like, I don't see it. And I get that. Talking about Echo and somebody else.
Yoko has two. Captain Rex and Friends is going to be our Saturday morning cartoon style. I'm like, okay, I'm with it.
And then we're going to get you guys with Fatty. Yeah,
we're going to get the baddie show of Fennec and Asajj of them grouped together. And I'm like, ooh, I'd watch that too. But you're right. Everybody's saying, well, there's going to be spinoffs.
This might be the end of the Bad Batch, but it's going to continue. So like they can they can dangle the fruit a little bit longer on this other.
Then I'll stick with the very end with Omega going with Asajj. I think that's the end we're going to get. That's stuck in my heart.
Well, because
I might not even come on the show, dude. I might just take the day off.
Chris is already pre-mad for next week's show.
You might get a hot topic while you're taping this.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
I'm just going to yell at all of you.
The three of you guys are going to be pissed, and it's just going to be me and Moocher here like, well, that was a show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Scott and Joey and Chris just keep popping in. Stupid. Yeah. What happened? Why?
I mean, yes, not a whole hell of a lot happened in the episode, but I still enjoyed it.
The last three episodes, Scott. Not a hell lot happened in the last three episodes.
Right, but we're talking about this one. And
how many times do I need to see that red box fly by Omega?
Yeah.
How many different ways did I need to see it? Well, right. That was really hard. 23 minutes and eight of it was her in that corridor.
I still enjoyed it. There was funny parts in this one. There was like that. Thanks for the hand and you know, stuff was I liked it, Chris. I did.
I mean, I didn't hate it, I guess, but I'm like, I created.
No, I didn't hate it, and I did see it as
well.
One
I like the show, you know what I liked about it? He was talking to us.
Yeah,
it was kind of that fourth wall thing because nobody was around, right? he was by himself and says, thanks for the hand.
It would be something one of us would do. I would do that coming out of a room. Yeah. I would make a joke, look at the camera.
Dad jokes.
You know?
Dad jokes.
Nobody's there, but I'm breaking the fourth wall in real life. You know? Not that I do that.
Oh, I do it often. I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
The crosshair part too about not wanting to leave Omega was fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Just that little bit where he's all, she didn't leave me. I'm sure as heck not going to leave her. That's why I think they stick together. Either, or he's the one that sacrificed.
Well, he goes,
at this point. But they've all done something for her.
Yeah, and then Rampart says,
well, it's you, the we'll thing see. With Rampart.
I'm like, we don't have time. There's not enough time for this, for more deposition on character. Like, there's not more time for this character development. We're at this, like, the next one's called Here Comes the Calvary. And it's like, you know what I mean? How much more time do we have conflict with Crosshair's loyalties? And I know that, Mike, that's going to come to play because, again, they showed a shaking hand, and the loyalty was questioned by Rampart. But it's like, I don't know, man. They might have something in store next week that we just kind of go, okay, it all makes sense. It's great. It's, you know.
So do you guys think that there will be a betrayal? Do you think that Crosshair will do something? Like somebody will say, you know, another Order 66 kind of moment where he snaps.
Oh, my God.
That was that whole scene right there where Rampart was like, sure you have. And you know, he was looking at him sideways and, you know, and
he waited for his chance.
Shaky hand.
Yeah,
he did.
So, and we all know that Rampart was part of the TK program and that he was part of the conditioned Crosshairs even further. You know, he was torturing him with the mind flayer thing that he was zapping him with. Do we think that that's going to equate to another betrayal at the last minute?
I think no, because we don't have time, but I like it. like it a lot. If I had three more episodes, or he did this two episodes ago, right? Cause I think that's great. Cause all of a sudden he busts out with a execute order 99 and Crosshair turns on Clone Force 99. That's awesome.
You see, Dawn of the Dead Lorne here. Order 99. Right there. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And then they have to kill him.
That needs to happen.
Right on the spot.
Right? Yeah. I mean, how we keep hearing that it was that is a very bittersweet ending to it, or a very
that's not bittersweet, ending. Dude. That's fucked.
No, that's
that's there's one.
Yeah.
But that's what that is right there. That's a mess.
That's bad.
Yeah. I wouldn't cry at that. I'd be like, what are we doing today? I don't even know. I don't know if I'd love that or hate that, to be honest. Because I'd be like, whoa, they just shot Crosshair. That's wild. I don't know.
Yeah. I honestly think at the end of the day next week, we'll be okay. We'll be fine. But we will actually put the show in its proper place, meaning this is what the show did. It wasn't that important as far as like
the grand scheme. I still have faith, dude. I have faith this last 23 minutes is going to make me forget this rant and this pre-mad and this madness and be like, see, trust Filoni. I want to say after next week.
We've gone through this. I'm upset. And we've gone through this before with his other animated shows, right? Season finales and sometimes series finales. They kind of, it's like we had the final four episodes of the Clone Wars, which were incredible, right? The Ahsoka on Mandalore, but the episodes before it were episodes were like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Yeah. But the Ahsoka arc was great. That's three episodes.
Yeah. Four, actually.
What are we getting right here?
Yeah, I know. It's are we going to get four episodes worth of content in one 23-minute episode? I mean, thing has got to be nuts.
It's got to be tight.
Because
with a Zillow Beast involved.
Well, if it ends with, like I said, using the Zillow Beast, Omega, I think the kids are escaping. I think they're going to be saved. And I don't know if everybody's going to survive. But like, if that's like this, like I said, that the point for three seasons was to do this, you know, because again, everybody gets themselves captured and then they have to be rescued and it gets another person captured and rescued. It's a rinse and repeat thing. I don't know what the show really did other than
showing
a time.
It's like showing the force sensitive kids getting taken. It's showing what the Empire is doing for the clones. I get that.
That's cool.
It didn't take three seasons to get here.
Like I said, we already knew that. And
I guess again, when it started, it was just a transition from clones to the Republic to the Empire. Right. And that gets that does get boring. Make it turning it into the clone, you know, cloning of the Emperor and all this stuff and Tantus. It made it really cool. It really neat. But now I'm just like,
I don't know, man. It's just whatever the
show. But you can see where it's important. You can see where it can be. And if this last episode does the things it's supposed to do, tell us about get the kids safe. Get the Zillow Beast doing whatever. Get the Bad Batch on her out. Get Asajj in here. Save the clones.
You got to save the brothers.
Then when Rampart gets captured, you got to save him because he got
Rampart's going to run off and get shot.
Anyway, Saber Smith is checking in. He was saying that Rebels was an hour long or so. Yeah, we don't know the runtime if it's
The Rebels. Whoa! Hey, balloon. Rebels finale was 2 half-hour-long episodes were played back to back, so we're not even getting that this
season. And I don't remember.
I don't know why this entire time until like I think last week I thought we had a double episode to end. We've had two double episodes, and the finale is not one of them.
Not so far.
This could be a longer finale then, maybe.
Trust Filoni.
The question for you guys too, right? So the Bad Batch. When did the Bad Batch start? 3 years ago, right? 3 years ago, we had the premiere of the Bad Batch. You usually with Filoni, you seem to get this idea that he knows where he's going, right? There's a trajectory. There's a course. He plots the course. He hits hyperdrive and we just go, right? The path wasn't introduced until last year, which means that if the path is introduced in this episode and, you know, Filoni wasn't really a part of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, did he have to pivot to make it, to shoehorn it into the path if it goes that way?
Yeah.
Or is it just,
I think this would be, it's close enough. I think it was easy enough because they could have used Fennec honestly without Asajj to figure out the Tantus stuff. Right. Do you agree that Asajj was kind of this middleman?
Sure.
Fennec went together. We could probably do that without her. They put her in here. He probably did shoehorn her in. Right. Mm-hmm. To do this, to give her up at the end. And that kind of gave him a different way to go. I bet you there was a pivot. If it doesn't, I mean, again, I'm at,
I don't know
what a miss it is when you have these sensitive kids
literally
going out of path, getting saved by bounty hunters and clones.
I can't put that much credit into an animated show about a side side characters of side characters, like, you know, like the clones of clones and stuff like that. When the masses don't consume this kind of stuff, I don't think we're going to get those pivotal moments. We're going to get the smaller ones that they're like the little baby steps to it.
But the creation of it isn't a huge deal to everybody else. It only matters to us, right? And then the pivot is now that, and the reason they do,
because you're going to have to do it again. Then we get the Asajj show.
In animation,
I don't think so, but yeah.
But
I
mean, we put that much faith though in Rebels, and Rebels was another animated show that not a lot of people watched. We've got Ahsoka, which picked up up from some of those threads. So but
Filoni even said you don't need to watch Rebels to understand Ahsoka when it's all said and done.
He said that he's full of shit.
Well, he said when it's all said and done, maybe not just first season, but when it's all said and done, nobody's going back and watching Rebels, right? Us.
Like I said. My son, who grew up in this home, right? He's all, "Dad, is this important?" I'm all, "Yeah, man, you got to watch Rebels."
Well, of course, we always say that, like, to get that stuff, but I just don't. I don't think we're gonna do the path twice. Like what I'm trying to get is like, okay, we do this, and even if it's a mention to get a Omega there, and then do it again in.
But we're thinking like the big
Andor story would be, it's called,
the path is the thing, but the big story is Asajj going out with Crosshair and Omega going out hunting hunters of Jedi children, trying to get them first. That's a story. Sure. Not just let's go underground and try to be hide. They're going to go out there and save people. That's
I agree that logical, like, the spinoff was going to be, it was logical, it would
you
be
couldn't put that in live action. Nobody would care. And they honestly wouldn't, you know, but you put it on a cartoonish.
Why not?
They did themselves a disservice if they created the path and they don't go back to it. Right.
Of course.
They created a path for a reason, you know, to
name drop
people that are very imperative to the characters. Right. Like Quinlan Vos is very imperative to the story of Asajj Ventress. If you're going to do that, you're going to bring her back in your very next show. It just seems like a miss if they don't tackle the
path. Exactly. They're Clone Wars characters.
You made a good point. Yeah. You made a good point of saying you want to see the end with Asajj picking up Omega, right? Mm-hmm. I would like to see Asajj land with Quinlan and take the kids. And I think, though, we're going to see that tear between Omega and Asajj and the crew. And we're going to see her pick the crew. I don't think she's going to go with her.
I don't think the crew's going to be around for her to have much of a choice.
You think they're going to kill him off?
Not all of them, but I do think that there's not, if she does go, it's going to be because there's no choice in the matter. The only way to stay with her remaining brothers is to go with the path.
That's the bittersweet. It wouldn't be bittersweet if she stays with them. It wouldn't be at all. And it would just be sad if somebody died, not bittersweet. Right. So it's got to be a breakup amongst them. So there has to be some survivors, some split, or that the bittersweet is it's just two of them going off with Asajj because the other ones all got blown up.
Yeah.
Like Crosshair, because he betrayed him again.
No, I don't. I think there's too much for twice. Dude, I got the path in my head, a Zilla Beast attack. How can we fit that?
I have the path, Zilla Beast. I have Asajj in Finland coming. I have.
What's that?
I'm still waiting. But the programming is a great point, though.
Yeah,
his shaking of the hand has been focused on.
It has.
So what is all that? We all say PTSD, right?
But every time.
But happen though? It was here again. As soon as they got on the ground, focused in on the hand shaking.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's
like he's fighting himself. You guys are absolutely correct. I didn't pick up on that at all.
So it could be him. And then we get the Rampart of "I told you so." Maybe he even turns on Rampart, and that's our But I don't know. You know, Rampart did wait, like we were talking with Scott, was he waited for his chance to say that. They zoom in on the hand. You can have that.
Of course.
So, I mean, we need that. And
coming back.
Rogue One ended up doing it, right? The correct way. They killed everybody off. We have our story. Then they gave us a prequel to Andor. So, I mean, it was done right. The thing that's different here is we knew they all had to die, right? And this one, do we really know that? Like, can they survive?
Yes. I say yes.
Live by themselves or what? You know,
there's another person that we have not seen this season, and that's Commander Cody, right? Cody has not returned since
I thought
last
you were
season.
Boba Fett. I was like,
Again, too many factors.
You're right. There's no Cody. We still have the random the random Agent X.
Assassin, right.
What the hell? There's two.
Okay, so now it's going to be 2 hours. So the finale there is going to be so 2 hours.
There are so many threads. There are so many open threads that need to be, you know, taken care of right here. And how do you do that in
23? And all this, and you, and the last one is here comes the Calvary, right? Or Calvary arrives or whatever. And we're thinking that nobody's showing up on Tantus, right? The question on here was, does Asajj know where Tantus is? No, nobody knows where Tantus is. And nobody's going to know where Tantus is.
Okay, but they landed. I know they crashed, but they had to get a signal out to.
I don't think you can signal from there. I don't think they're going to block everything out of that joint. There's no way. If they're that careful already, what's going to happen? The Calvary are the other clones. That's the Calvary. They let them out. Here, they'll come all the brothers out. You know.
And is Cody going to be there then?
Cody is the assassin.
That's the trick.
Cody's the assassin.
I didn't want to think it, but that's the only way to wrap it up quick. Because you need them both. That's the only
Echo. You don't think Echo could have sent out a coordinate or something, or like
exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Oh. Echo. Well, there's no reason Echo couldn't.
He didn't get captured, and he's still running around, so he could definitely. Again, I think the security on the thing is too much. Where I don't think signals are could be sent out. That's why it's all set in place. The smart move is that, and the Calvary thing is the Zillow beast and the clones are there on Tantus to uprise.
And somehow they're going to get out. Whoever gets away gets away. Then we connect with Asajj. Yeah.
But it's going to take about
4 hours.
Yeah, but I think okay. So, but if you have the Bad Batch and say, why to watch the Bad Batch? Because this set up this, and it was like a little part of it. You know, yes, it's three seasons, a lot of filler, a lot of cool stuff, action, whatever. It you know, it's still a cool story to follow. But what did it do to the timeline? And you're 100% right about Quinlan, Asajj, those three kids. Maybe Omega. That's the whole thing about like where
the whole show just becomes a prequel for the Path show.
It does.
Right? The whole and that's, show.
Exactly. And that's fine, right? Because it's standalone plus a continuation. Yeah. But if you go with Asajj and stuff like that, you wouldn't need to have a Kenobi season two. It would all be there. And then when Kenobi sees it, it's like, aha. And it's that.
It all comes full circle. I mean, the very first act they did in the Bad Batch episode one, season one, was rescue Kanan, right? They saved Kanan from the other clones. And it just, you know, full circle is going back to rescuing Jedi, rescuing these kids, and they've gone nowhere. Yeah. There's no development there.
And now that you guys talked about Crosshair and stuff, I am on board with that. Yeah, I think the fighting it, I don't think it's PTSD. Yeah. I think it's fighting it because, again, that's the one thing I took away from tonight's episode was, why did Rampart say that? Why are they closing in on it? This, again, with one episode left, why are they doing it again? I could because if they didn't, you can chalk it up to he was tortured and he was treated like, you know, to the point where he's got nerve damage and all that stuff. You could do that. But the more interesting thing is he's going to turn on them and Omega's going to have to kill him, you know, after trying all this stuff. But that would be wild. Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
But it'll be forced. It won't be like he turned bad. It'd be a good struggle that Rex, you know, I'm going back to like Rex struggled with it and almost killed Ahsoka because of the Order 66. But Crosshair is not going to be so lucky. He's going to have to. I don't think he's going to fight it, and he's going to know it too. Like it's going to be a very sad thing to do. Like he's going to probably tell him, "Kill me, or else I'm going to have to kill you." Like he's going to have to say that, right? Like,
do you think? Kill me. Do you think the kids are going to make it?
Yeah, I think that's going to be leading to the Asajj. I think Asajj is coming back.
Another great part that I loved in the show was, you're going to have to cover me. What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean?
They're just kids.
The doctor's staring at you in the circle room. Fair. Cover me. How? What do I do? Throw something at the, you know.
They don't even know what it means. What that means.
And what's, yeah. what's her comeback? We'll think of something.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Like, you guys got this. My tummy Jedi.
That's what they thought of.
Yeah, it was kids. Pretty funny, respect. Though. Yeah, but it was funny to show. They're like, oh, okay. What's that?
Yeah, Rhino Hobbies.
What do you want us to do?
This was good, too. Rhino Hobbies, I love when Omega said, my brothers are here to get me. That was cool.
Was
That was cool about the hearing that explosions cool. and the laser fire, and she immediately put like they're uh-huh. coming back for me, and that's Ooh. I like that. That was again. There are some things to enjoy, yeah. but of course, what a lot of people do is we look at things about you know how important or how impactful these stories are, and sometimes they don't have to be right. They could just like Boba Fett show. It was just the thing. Wasn't impactful. It was just like they or the what they did. It was just ruined a character. You know, that's all that
the most goal. Important part of this whole Disney Plus storytelling was the Book of Boba Fett. Calm down.
We're gonna launch into that too because Alpha's yeah. gonna show up. I just dug into Reddit real fast to see if there's any kind of rumors or anything. And hour 10 is the rumor. Somebody
hour 10 is a rumor.
Had a screenshot on Tumblr where it popped up for a minute or whatever, and then they. They all took right. it off, whatever it was.
We need so a. I'm not.
It could have been doctored. It could have been bullshit. We yeah. all know that.
But with that, just having it out there, I'm not as pre mad if it is a bigger show.
If it's an hour 10, I'm straight. I'm good. Yeah. right. But right now, as it stands,
yeah.
I'm angry.
20 minute episode, dude.
How would you guys feel if the immediate opening is somebody getting shot?
Oh, yeah. I'll be on that. Man,
what happened?
I'll be in the chat so fast.
Yeah.
Watch it now. Watch it with me. Let's do this.
Yeah. Let's do a watching party.
That'd be hilarious. That
that's really what we need to do. Just at least to be mad about it.
Just to be mad. Like, what the? Yeah.
We're going to get to me hour 10. And for an hour 8, I'm going to be like, what is going on? And then, Asajj.
What I do like, though, what the show is getting us this kind of animated and emotional about this show, too. Because we do care about this, like, these characters and in a sense, you know what I mean?
No, so we are. It's these I care about. That's what sucks. The last two, we weren't like this. We're like, Jesus.
Yeah. You know? Because otherwise, you'd be like,
they were cares?
Good, but
this is better.
Because, again, I know that there's people who absolutely love this era of Star Wars, Clone Wars, and Bad Batch. It is like their thing, and they're really, really passionate about it. And again, we look at it too that way, but it's also we want to see the stuff that they put on gave us already have some depth, some substance. And again, it's not over.
No, and when we look at it at the end, just think about it. You're gonna go from the everything's right in order. It's perfect. I mean, it's going to land in Kenobi event. It really is just the way the saga would go if it was all live action, right?
Yeah.
From Phantom Menace to right through to the Clone Wars to it's perfect. It's perfect. And then everybody stays in a story for a long time. You don't see a main character and then they're gone, right? Anywhere. You think about that for a minute. So now Omega is not going to be a one series and done character. If she lives,
right?
She's going to carry on somewhere and it's going to be the path or. I think the Emery character overall was created just to get us into a ready mode for an adult Omega.
Yes.
That would make sense.
And we saw her turn this turn good this episode too. The one thing that they were, it was like foreshadowing since the first moment we saw
typical clone though. I was just doing my job. Right. I did like that part too. That was good. Doctors follow orders.
Yes. Right? And Rampart threw that in their face too. That's a new mantra, like kind of.
I like Rampart, dude.
Yeah. He's about Rampart. I mean, come on, dude.
I love every time something happened, he was screaming, and it was hilarious. I was laughing at him all episode long. It was great. Yeah.
I mean, look, there's a couple good things in this episode, obviously, but it's just not the time for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is like mid-season. This was like mid-season
anticipation. Boxes, that is a filler put for droids in this episode, type of filler episode. I was dumb. I'm so mad about that kind of stuff. I mean, the episode could have been 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. No, it could have been.
It
could have been. She spent so much time in that room with all the red boxes, and they, you know, they were walking through the jungle being attacked by a monster.
That part, there's always a monster anymore. Yep. We're very monsterish, yes.
And another monster with a Zilla beast. So yeah, but I really, really enjoy. I did. I enjoyed the episode, and I still think that Hemlock is one of the best new Imperials to ever come out in animation.
I mean, I want him in a Black series and a pop. I want both.
Yeah.
I need a Hemlock.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with the Sabersmith? Oh. He would never show up, but Hemlock looked like he was panicking
a little
this
bit.
Episode too. Do you think there's a little break in that armor there on that?
I think so.
Well, I think the whole thing is his life is in jeopardy.
If somebody tracks Tantus, it's an issue.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And that's going to be the final. Like,
we haven't seen the Emperor at all, right?
Yeah.
And the first.
Oh, we saw him the first episode.
Full circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Hemlock.
Oh, you let people get in here and attack.
What if the cavalry is the Empire itself and it's Tarkin?
That's what Chris has been saying.
I've been saying that weapon turns around and it's the bad guys is the cavalry.
Yeah, because Tarkin's pissed that he didn't get an answer and knows what's going on there. That's my money.
Yeah.
And we know that that's what he's been after.
Life.
So
The Emperor is pissed. Yeah, the cavalry is. He sent Vader in.
I like that the Hemlock is on his knees going like, but I thwarted the...
Holy shit. If he sends Vader to Tannis, I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. Oh, I can't handle it. I can't handle it.
So we still also haven't seen what's in those cylinders, right? We haven't seen the clones that they've been working on in those cylinders, which they hinted at in the first episode. So there's another thing that...
They don't say what they're doing with the blood either.
Wouldn't it be cool if that was a bunch of Anakins, actually?
That'd be wild.
Yeah, he's trying to make a different Vader, a better Vader.
Vader.
Oh, damn.
His is broken.
I broke the last Anakin.
He's missing legs. I had to mod him. I want the original mint and box. So he made one.
It's funny.
That'd be cool as hell.
That would be cool.
But we did get the Zilla Beast. And it's finally being contained in the pool with the
with the
Death Star technology.
That's all they miniaturized Death Star tech, baby.
Miniaturized tech just to put it to sleep. And of course,
these men said they're getting zapped for 10 years.
Yeah,
zapped to get big. That's how they grow.
That's
what took it out. They had to bring that ship in and shoot it.
Yeah, they were shooting with energy. I don't think so.
You're right. It does take electricity. He's right. It takes power.
Yeah.
Yep.
To get bigger, but that whatever beam that is what takes it down. It's like the purple electricity, right? It was something about purple makes it bigger. It's like
crystal. Yeah. It was like, again, it was a different lay because they had all the cannons focused on it to subdue it.
It fed off power. That's why it was in the building.
That shot is what made me think of Tarkin, was because. Walks in and he comes in and takes them out and he sees that and is like, put that on the Death Star.
But he's seen that before. He was in that episode. He was in the Zillow Beast arc, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No,
I think the Emperor was.
The laser ray itself looks like the laser from the Death Star.
The way that it's cut
and it goes into the triangle.
Oh, gotcha.
Is this Zilla Beast the same Zilla Beast from the Clone Wars, or is this the one from season 2 of Bad Batch where they encountered another Zilla Beast?
I think it's the season 2 one.
Wait.
Season 2?
When did they encounter a Zilla Beast in Bad Batch?
Season 2, episode 11, Metamorphosis. Bad Batch encounters the Zilla Beast. So, yes, this is the
what was that for that?
I don't know. It was looking at my phone? Think it was in our Bad Batch bingo, but.
What season was it?
Oh, really? Season 2 was last season.
And that was like near the end of the season. You know what I paid attention to? Cloning.
It wasn't big then, but this one is.
This one wasn't as big as the Zillow Beast in Clone Wars.
Right.
So they're cloning them.
Right. Yeah. they're cloning them. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm like, I don't care. I just don't care. Like, at the Zillow Beast, like, that's just me, guys. You know,
they're cloning it for what? Jurassic Park
didn't come.
They're going to be overrun by Zillow beasts and cloned creatures that they shouldn't have been messing with.
It's that we almost had this technology, but it was thwarted at the end.
That right there is season 2 of Bad Batch, episode 11, where they are actually cloning a Zillow beast. I think that was on Kamino too. I think I don't remember 100%. So,
yeah, cool.
There you go.
Then I would say that's probably the same one from there, since I'm a little disappointed in that, unless this is a direct clone of the other one. Which they'd have to explain because it's
well, they would have to need one to yeah, it just yeah. Yeah.
No, that's we the just one. Know that the other one that I didn't feel was as big as the other, but I'll just
yeah. We just know just that that's the tool to escape Tantus, the Zillow Beast.
You know, another thing though too that I laughed at that part, and it's so funny because it seems so Star Wars, is there was only two dudes there with the huge Zillow Beast.
Yeah,
as long as they have a laser, the other one standing in front, right?
With the laser malfunctions,
and like no real safety around it, right? It was just a couple guardrails and a laser.
Right, like, hey, they had guardrails, which is unusual.
What's that? It was so Star Wars.
Yeah, they actually had guardrails, which is a big step in the right direction.
That was just trying to stop the Zillow Beast.
That was true. They don't give a damn about the troopers.
They did not spare expense when they made the Death Star. Remember, just slap it together. We just need it to function. I mean,
the laser. Make sure to get the nice table.
Yeah. Get this table in here. What about guardrails? Don't need them.
But the Emperor needs a couple going up to his throne.
Yeah. There's a lot of guardrails there.
Yeah.
A lot of places to fall.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, like, about the Zillow Beasts, because I mean, as far as we know, it doesn't do anything in the future. Like, there's nothing.
This is supposed to wrap up George Lucas' stuff, right? And
Zillow Beast is very George Lucas-y. If it's just a catalyst for the escape stuff, then that's what it is. Yeah. But as far as cloning it and technology, I don't think we're getting anything further. But we know it's not.
No, because when he took it, there was a reason the Emperor took
shield,
it.
Shield, the armor.
The armor. Yeah. So I need that described. I need that explained in some
way. Man, Chris, I'm writing a book.
That's their fault, dude. That's their fault for doing that.
I know.
They pulled that thread. You know?
I mean, okay, hour 15? Sure.
It's just a passing thing. Like, honest to God, when you're explaining the Zillow Beast, you're like, oh, the Zillow Beast. Why do you
so even this have whole that? Thing wraps up? Blah, 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 blah. The last 5 minutes of this is my prediction. The last 5 minutes after it's all wrapped up and whatever it is, and with the Asajj comes and we get all this Hemlock, we're gonna see Hemlock have him basically like reestablishing Tantus. We're gonna see the Emperor come in and they're gonna have the dialogue, and then the Emperor's gonna kill Hemlock for his failure, and then he'll put someone else in charge, like maybe Tarkin or somebody of importance, somebody of a different importance.
Yeah. What other character
I don't know.
Could that be? Let me think.
Wouldn't be Krennic, wouldn't be Tarkin, because they're both on the Death Star project.
Thrawn's in the academy, if even there. It's not him. It would have to be somebody maybe we don't know.
But maybe not a head scientist. I'm talking about like
an Imperial.
An Imperial. Like Tarkin's already trying to interfere with the thing, right? So he says, like, basically, Tarkin, get this in line. That's
Yularen would work.
Yularen would be awesome. Yeah.
That would be cool.
But that would also be.
He's ISB.
ISB. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could. Yeah.
No, that's a pretty top secret joint, right? It's you got to have somebody probably we don't know about.
I'll tell you what. One thing that I learned from the Bad Batch is that I wouldn't mind working for the Empire. You can just say when you want to get promoted, like, I think I should be.
In the early years of the Empire, yes.
And then he's like, okay, the position's yours. Can you keep a secret? Let me show you a secret. And then in this one, she was back talking to her boss again. Yeah. She's supposed to be the one in charge, and she tells her something about your lack of caring for the kids or something like that, right? Where she had told her
you're worried about the kids is unwarranted. About the subjects is unwarranted, yeah.
And again, I'm like, dude, you can't talk to your boss like that. Like,
I know. I thought that, you know what, Ernie? I thought the same way. I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's one of those people that was a peer a minute ago and is upset you got that gig.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
So,
bitch ass. That's what I got out of all these. Is, you know what? I wonder if the Empire
could talk to clones that way. They're pushovers.
That's probably what that is. You know what? There's a racist thing against clones, right? I mean,
yep.
There is.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah.
So
like you're getting phased out.
He's
next
from a separatist world, you know, doesn't like the clones because they came and attacked. Oh, I like the backstory on this chick. we're knocking this out. Yeah.
So what happened
in a derogatory way? That was a totally endearing way.
There's another cartoon episode for us. It's her story.
Boy.
That's the spin.
So what happens if the Zillow Beast is set free and it just kind of runs rampant across Wayland, and that's it? That's the end of Tantus, because it is utilizing all the energy that those facilities produce.
It's his planet now.
It's his planet.
It's Jurassic Park. I'm saying that's what it becomes. They all just all of a sudden all their creations get out and run them off.
But Tantus is gone, Chris.
I actually think I kind of like the idea of the Hemlock dying by the Emperor, but the Emperor reactivating a new Hemlock.
There you go.
We don't know about his hand, right? Hemlock's hand. Always rubbing the hand. Yeah, he's
oh my god. The Emperor has this dude's hand as the original piece, and every Hemlock that comes out doesn't understand why their hand is weird. I think this
love it.
That's how cool. You gotta do it, but it'll never happen. But that's freaking wild. That's cool.
2 hour
what if that's the end? The Zillow Beast does destroy everything. We don't see the Emperor, but the Emperor comes flying in his Tidarium shuttle, and he lands, and everybody comes out again. The chick with the glasses, Hemlock.
Oh, it's just like...
and he has to let's try again. Right.
Now here we go.
There could be another Hemlock and another, you know, what's her name?
The other mountain.
Other mountain. Right.
Yeah. Doing the exact same shit. Whoever gets there first.
For that.
So
yeah.
So it's are we watching Bad Batch A and then there's Bad Batch B?
Multiverse,
but it's right there across the street. It just happened.
I'm actually in love with the clone Hemlock idea. We were kind of on there anyway. I'm kind of stuck now. If that doesn't happen, I'm gonna be upset too. Shit.
You're going to choose ending A or ending B?
Your own adventure.
Which mountain?
Are we turning to page 57 or what?
Yeah.
I hated those because no matter what, I always died.
Arrows from the ceiling.
I always go the dumb route just on purpose.
I always cheated. I always went and pre-read everything.
Me too, Joey. I went to both. Yeah. Like the first two sentences. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep, I want to win.
Yeah,
Rhino Hobby said so. Both Hemlock and Crosshair have bad hands. Yeah, yeah.
It's a side effect of something. Then they've both done like being cloned.
Oh my god! What if the hand is the key for cloning? Yeah, right. So he has like, Crosshair's hand. You see them all in jars. You see like, that? You see Luke's hand. Oh
my god. Luke with Luke, yeah. Right? It was the hand.
The hand.
Yep.
Oh man,
and that's why. That's why you cut off hands all the time.
We're setting this up.
And there you go. If you're cloning a bunch of Anakins, there's a bunch of Anakin limbs lying around. You can just scoop them up, and
you know Palpatine's been collecting them.
Yep, it's his own personal collection of Anakin.
Surprised he didn't run out and grab Windu's.
There's the Empire, the Tales of the Empire Lost episode where Dooku, when he cuts off Anakin's arm, he picks it up, goes back on Geonosis and picks it up. Here's the hand. Here's the arm that you wanted. And the Emperor puts it in the jar. I mean, it's there. It's all there, right?
So, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. So now what do we have? We got a bunch of clone Anakins, Zilla Beast.
This is way out of hand. It's what it is.
Cody.
In 34 minutes.
Way Cody, out of Hemlock, the other Hemlock, the other Cody.
Assage, the Path, Quinlan.
It's way out of hand, dude, because even if it was a 30-minute episode and they crammed it all in there, a
lot of hands.
Like, yeah. And if they went and by the list, boom, checkpoint, every 2 seconds, or it'd be like, oh my god, my head's going to explode because now I forgot about half these plot points.
Yeah, I'd have to watch it 8 times and then be mad at it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to forget about some of them.
I'm so excited about it next week. I can't stand it. I can't wait to be disappointed.
I'm actually kind of surprised that we haven't had Sid return yet, and I hope that's not the big thing at the end, right? They bring in Sid.
Dude. If I see Sid in the finale, I will throw something.
Sid's the Calvary.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Calvary's either the clones or the Empire. It's nobody else. Nobody we think where it's going to be. The very end, we'll see that
because of the security of Weyland. It's because
even when they leave, they won't be able to like leave a trace of it. You know, whatever they have there, or whatever happens, however space works, they're not going to be able to see it.
Yeah.
And the Nava computer is busted. You will hear the Nava computer is jacked during next episode at some point.
Like that. The Nava computer, it's jacked.
God, I hope Wrecker is in the front. it's gonna be Wrecker. Oh God.
Well, I mean, this is what we have, right? This is what we have to consume.
There was a lot of cool shit we came up with, right? So I mean, next episode could be really cool.
But that's the problem.
Well, really disappointing.
Every week we do this stuff with the cool shit that we come up with. And then we get this thing. We go, all right, scratch that. Here's a slew of other cool stuff that we come up with.
All right, that's scratch one of the best because everybody has some dumb shit to bring up. And it was all awesome.
It is all awesome. And
the Sarlacc Digest always coming up with awesome ideas that never come to fruition.
Oh, I like this better than watching the show.
I did too. I did too. Forget next week. We just finished it. That was
we had a whole awesome. We watched a different Bad Batch. If you really think about it, from day one to now, our talk went like universe breaking. Like, you know, galactic. We had Vader.
Vader. I forgot about Vader on Tannis. We got to. Oh, dude, that's. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
To have Vader step foot on Tannis to me would
where is why. Just Thrawn cool. right now in the timeline.
Thrawn's in the barely.
So he's just in that book.
Okay. If in the academy, he might still be in the ascendancy.
Okay.
I think he's still in the ascendancy at this point.
It's okay. We're barely past Order 66.
I'm just trying to get that headspace of where things are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he might die in 5 years for Thrawn.
Yeah.
Maybe 4.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think that's important to bring up a lot too, as far as like the time frame of a lot of these shows, especially like this right here, because
like Tarkin's not as high ranking. He's still involved, obviously, and very.
I don't know if he's a Grand Moff yet at this point, right?
He might be a Moff. He might just be a governor.
Governor, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the Moff came later, based on the Tarkin.
Didn't they? They called him Governor Tarkin, didn't they?
They do. They do all the time, though.
Yeah.
They always.
Leia did it too. Yeah. Governor Tarkin. Yeah. But.
You know what? His shit is always messed up, right? Because the Grand Moff and the governor, they had to really screw and explain that a lot in canon, how he has governorship of this and the title of that, but it's not military. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. It's the regional governors. That's why we need us. We need this to break it all down and remind us. And again, that living, breathing timeline that always happens.
I love some Tarkin. So having some more Tarkin in there would be good.
Yeah,
man,
we got him as far as like the checks and balances. Hey, what are you doing over there? Okay, I'm not gonna ask the Emperor.
It's it's just kind of nice to see that he exists and he does have
that's what it is, right? Yeah. I don't need a check mark of Tarkin stuff, whatever it was like.
That makes him that just shows that he's been there since the beginning until almost the end, right? Like he was there that whole
he was involved in the Clone Wars. He's you know.
See, we don't need much of him. He was only there a second. Same with all the other stuff. We don't need a lot of the things to make us happy and explain stuff. Just
the only thing, exactly. And we don't need redemption stories on everybody that comes in there, because Tarkin from day one had a sadistic,
evil
plan on him. Like he was always looking 10 steps ahead and opposite of like.
And the book didn't do anything to change that.
No.
It made Tarkin, him. He was a very
are pure one sided. Yeah, they're chaotic evil for you D&D nerds. you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
We need more of that.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Because everybody's got a redemption story.
Hemlock seems that way, dude.
I was just gonna say Hemlock is a chaotic evil. He is for self preservation though. Yeah. But he's on the side of the Empire. Like, there is no redemption for that dude. I don't think. I mean, he's killing kids.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't kill him, but he's torturing kids or whatever.
Well, no, we saw how we know what numbers they are. What, 32?
That's true. 50 something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Plenty of little Padawans running through there.
Let's see them, right, Joey?
Dude!
Body bags.
No!
Don't give me another checklist.
No, you get another row of amber frozen people. And they're all again, these kids.
Where does that come back into play, right? Because
or doesn't.
Next episode.
Right, or doesn't, yeah.
Next episode, man. It's all coming.
Oh, man. Do we
that's the cutscene. That's the end. After we see all the good guy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, like all you said, the Emperor lands. We go with New Hemlock. We go through the other mountain. Right. And then we see all the crazy shit happening. Not just this silly. This is where all the testing is. The crazy garbage is in the other mountain.
Yeah.
Where Samioth is.
Felipe is checking in. What's up? He's asking, does Hemlock... Yeah. Does Balin... Well,
could you imagine Balin being
shit, I just went...
Dude, Balin as the warden of the mountain over there.
Oh,
instead of Samioth. No. This is a Clone Wars general.
Clone Wars general, but he was a Jedi overall, right? The Jedi, unless they bend the knee
to Samioth.
Yeah.
Are we talking? Is would you say that Balin would be a clone of the original Balin Skull?
Perhaps. Yeah.
No, he's like a inquisitor that didn't go the route of a servant. He was like, he went, I follow this type of thinking now. And
we think we're assuming everything about Balin. We know nothing about Balin.
Right. I'm saying he could have just like, I'm joining the Empire and the Emperor's plan, but in the Balin that we have in Ahsoka is kind of morphed into whatever, because again, he lost all
that. Oh, yeah. That's 30 years gone.
Yeah. So he could start out this way, where it's like maybe he was asked to join the Inquisitors, right? But he did. Again, we don't have time for this. There's no time for Balin. Yeah.
Dude, that's the last scene. That's the last scene. And Lord Vader, Balin Skull. No. And you're like, what?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to need more, dude. All right. I don't want to gloss over this. Felipe is asking, does Hemlock have hand-to-hand combat training? I love this.
And then, hold on. Sorry, one more. And Shin is one of the kids that gets out, but Balin has one of these kids. Balin has young Shin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm good now.
Well, I was I just, real fast on Felipe's. No, because I think Hemlock is a big, you know, I think he's a scaredy cat. I don't think he's got any combat. Yeah. Yeah. Balin and Shin. I mean, come on. I mean,
Balin for sure. We don't have time for this,
Chris. Unless it does leave us with this very possible spin-off show of whatever it is.
At the very end, we're gonna live on a cliffhanger. It'll be like to be continued in Asajj Quinlan or Omega.
Hey man, I think I would applaud that, because I think that if we get out of this Clone Wars era, as far as like the run and gun and mission into this more force kids were on the run, kind of how like with Skeleton Crew is going to do, right? But more of that Empire stuff and the path. I think it's almost necessary to go another path other than a fun run and gun show, like another Clone Wars era show. Let's move on to that, and let's drop the clones. Let's drop those.
I think we're more force centric right now.
Yeah.
When you do that, and you're dealing with, like I said, saving force sensitives, you're training a couple of them. You're dealing a lot with Jedi training. A lot of the relationship with Quinlan and Asajj is rock solid.
Yeah.
Omega learning how to move rocks. Right.
Yeah.
Crosshair not knowing what the hell to do with all this.
That kind of show, you just plop Omega with that group and no bad batch.
No clone. Let the clones be now.
Yeah.
If any survive, go with Rex.
Yeah, you'll still have Rex as the mentor, as somebody that she can reminisce, like kind of like be a father figure or whatever it is to her.
Call on for help when needed in the show.
Yeah. But I think I'm ready for something where it's a little bit more force, dark and light and that kind of show, right?
We need a
show. And again, I know Acolyte's coming, and we'll have to see where that goes, if it's going to be a lot of that or not. But
I'm out of energy, man.
For
a shitty show, that was an awesome episode.
I think I'm going to work on this. This is a diagram of the timeline as it stands. I want to create an animated timeline that every time we have some sort of a addition to, you know, with the Acolyte. So some kind of animated timeline that we can adjust with every new show.
I love it.
So the ultimate question that Don the Dad Dorn always asks me is, when does this take place?
Yes. Right?
So whenever we start breaking down a show, our very first show where we start talking about that, we zoom in on the timeline. It zips over to where it belongs, and you see what it's surrounded.
I love it.
So and that can be a like our toy chest, you know, where we have the living, breathing document of new releases and all that. This can be the same thing for us, and it's just to help our listeners figure out where the fuck this stuff lives in the timeline, right?
We're having a planning session live. Guys, you're behind the curtain. Well done.
Yeah.
And no, you didn't have to pay for that.
We've always said we wanted to create this Starlight Digest definitive timeline, but it's a living, breathing document. It's just knowing how to do it. But it also, it's not just for the people who are watching Disney Plus shows or whatever. It's actually for us too, because just like I said, where's Thrawn in this? And now we can refer to it and be like,
we're going
to
start getting to the point where it's all touches. I mean, it's almost, we're very, very close. What else was in the middle? What's next to Kenobi?
Andor's there. Rebels is there. Solo. So you've got the Bad Batch. Oh, thank you. Solo. Shit. I forgot about Solo. Okay.
Yeah. Solo, Kenobi, Bad Batch.
Solo takes place about the same time that Obi-Wan takes place.
Yeah. Yep.
So because it's
which again looking at Leia, looking at Han.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
19 and 29, buddy.
So yeah, but I mean, every time something pops up, we can add it to this timeline and
yeah,
you know, just
I like quick it, man.
Reanimation of it. All right.
No, seriously, because again, because you can go from like season one to Bad Batch all the way to now, like and fill those time and just maybe we'll have to agree on pinnacle moments or pivotal moments that were like this happened. It's a timeline bullet, you know, tech dies or. Something
look
like
at this.
That,
you know. We're looking at like Return of the Jedi right here, and then way over here we've got The Force Awakens. Look at all that empty space right there that we're filling up with, like Mando and Ahsoka, and
right.
It's a lot of time, right?
It is. There's a lot.
That's what they're filling in with Mando and just taking it. There's a lot of space in there. There's a lot less space now in between Revenge of the Sith and
it's feeling very compact, right?
They got it. Well, yeah, because you go right to Clone Wars, right to Bad Batch. We'll go into this next show, we assume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Into Solo, Kenobi, Andor to Rogue One, Rebels, you know, Rogue One. It's
Rogue One into the
and then a lot of space covered in there.
Yeah, Rogue One. Like Felipe saying, his daughter wants to love Ahsoka, but she's so confused because of Clone Wars. Yeah, exactly. Like we know.
Well, then you got to throw in Rebels.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got
Rebels is actually probably more important than Clone Wars.
And you got Tales of the Jedi because you got the birth of Ahsoka.
Tales of the Jedi is just going to kind of be there.
No. I like it's got to be fantastic. Everything.
I love the training montage, man. That's one of the best things.
Split up. Yeah.
After watching season 7, you have to watch season 7 and then watch a training montage in Tales of the Jedi. And that's one of the coolest damn scenes ever.
You know, I've always had that question of like, if I'm watching Clone Wars and I get up to season 5, right? Is it 6 or 5? No, it's 5. 5 seasons because the lost seasons was the lost ones seasons. And then 7, right? So
the lost seasons were good too.
Do you go like do you watch Clone Wars 1 through 5 and then Revenge of the Sith and then season 7 or do you because it blurs, you know, there's the same timeline.
They're in the same scenes.
Yeah, the last 4 episodes of season 7 and Revenge of the Sith, that's the same timeline. You could definitely
interrupt
those. Right. Yeah, I just watch whatever I'm watching. I would end with Revenge of the Sith because you end with Vader.
Yeah.
So I would end with Vader and then Tarkin and Vader and everybody else becomes the Death Star. That's where I'd end. And I'd have Luke and Kenobi drop off Yoda, not Yoda in some damn pod by himself.
But I look at that last episode of the Clone Wars and I'm like, what have you got? You've got Ahsoka and Rex escaping a crashing ship. And then you've got that final scene of Vader staring at all the clone helmets on the blaster rifles.
With Ahsoka's sabers on the ground. Ahsoka's
sabers.
Right. And I'm thinking, okay, do you get to the point at the end of Revenge of the Sith where you pause it and then you watch that episode and then you restart Revenge of the Sith just to see...
Right. I mean,
or how do you break that up?
Yeah, but
I just, the night is coming. I let it roll with Revenge. And I just, since if I watch them close, so everything's fresh. This is what I know. See, I just love the scenes where like Ahsoka walks in and you know what's happening in the room because you're like, shit, that's the back end of Revenge of the Sith. You can see there.
That's
you know,
it.
It's crazy.
You watch the first 3 episodes of Ahsoka's arc in season 7, those last 4 episodes, you watch the first 3, then you watch Revenge of the Sith, and then you watch the last episode of the
right. I mean, if you really want to right get there. Everything in
or you just find the one on YouTube where it combines it all.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. I'd never got a chance to see that before.
I haven't seen it either. So. That's a
I do like the books do a great job at this too. It's like Aftermath did an amazing job because it started at the end of basically the Clone Wars and Revenge of the Sith, you know, or like it ended because all the droids shut down. And then all of a sudden there's this mysterious figure in black on the right as a right hand person to the Emperor as a just showed up and nobody knew it was Anakin. It was like, but it was mentioned in all the, like the hollow nets and stuff as you're doing this, this timeline, you're this book. And then everything happens, but it's the movie, you know what I mean? So it's like Revenge of the Sith is taking place right now as I'm reading this book. So I really like that kind of continuity.
What book was it though?
Aftermath.
Aftermath is post return.
Yeah. Post return of the Jedi.
Oh, no, but there was, okay. I think that it was,
I know which one you're talking about,
or was it Catalyst?
Oh, Catalyst.
Maybe it was Catalyst.
I think it was Catalyst.
Catalyst is a great book. Catalyst changed one completely, dude.
It did. Okay. Yeah. It was Catalyst. Yeah. So that was, So, but it had that. Yeah. No, it was cool. I loved it.
I haven't felt like that about a book in a while, like all those books, right? Like, they had a really good span of books for a minute where I was like, now, because it's higher public focus.
Well, right? when it was all Journey to Force Awakens or Journey to this, it was like, oh, we're going to get some precursors and
you're right that was hot times.
Damn.
All right, guys, well, let's see what next week brings. I don't know. We're awesome closer to the May 4th. We're closer to Tales of the Empire, and we'll be finished with the Bad Batch, and we have that to talk about. And then, of course, you know, the Acolyte is only a month after Tales, you know. Literally a month. And then, so we got some stuff, man. We got some stuff to talk about. And again, we'll see what is checked off on our new revised and updated checklist for the Bad Batch. I have about 35 points to check off.
Thanks,
About 35 different ones. And I started this episode with 14. Okay? So 14 that we had to check off, but now I talked this into 35. So
that was good talking. They really should have asked us before the season.
they should have definitely conferred with us first.
I agree, man. Because the thing is, we're good, and that finale is going to be dope if they go with our idea and they change it up.
They got a week to change it, right?
I mean, your connections. Do they ever like adjust things last minute for us? Do you know? Do you ever hear like, oh, Sarlacc thinks this would be a good idea, we should probably do that?
Well, we've seen everything, so obviously not.
You're muted. Ernie's
You're
muted.
Still muted. Yep. Nope.
Here, I'll unmute you. No, I can't. Can I?
He's broken.
There we go. Oh. Try it now.
No.
No, that's weird.
Disney shut him up.
I guess we got our answer
again, isn't he? He's doing it.
I forgot the question.
if Lucasfilm ever changes anything based on our ideas,
they do, obviously.
Since Ernie got shut down by the Lucasfilm government,
obviously that's
a yes. Let him answer. That should show everybody.
It's funny because you see we in the back end here, we can see that he is not muted right now, and he's even tapping his microphone, and there is nothing happening.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I'm sorry, Ernie. Sorry,
Ernie's in there.
Carson Teva just shut his ass down.
I like it.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't like that he shut down. I just like that they caught him. So, all right.
Well, we're winding down there. So, I guess Ernie, take us out. You just move your mouth and I'll talk.
Lip sync him. Go ahead.
All right, guys. Thank you, everybody in the pit. Thank you for joining us, everybody here. Of course, we will be back here next week. Like and subscribe. Tell a friend. Hit that bell notification for all our drops. Yes, Scott.
I did want to mention that we do not have an in-person May 4th event this year. Just so we know, everybody knows who usually meets us at wherever we might be. We are not going to do a live in-person event this year due to circumstances beyond our control.
We're also not doing Cinco de Mayo, 4th of July, or Thanksgiving.
That was a very, yes.
Just making sure everybody knew.
I'm just playing. We got one more episode before May 4th. And we'll ask everybody what their plans are too, because, you know, being on a Saturday, it's very cool.
Sure, we'll have something.
Yes.
I don't think so.
But we'll see. All right. Yeah. Back to
Ernie's anniversary.
Yeah. And it's Ernie's anniversary too.
Fifth anniversary, isn't it? It's number 5, isn't it?
You better get it right, Ernie.
Yes, the Kyber anniversary.
Get it right, Ernie.
It should be your 5-year anniversary, I think.
This is fun.
5 years.
I know. Sounds like.
All right, guys. Again, I don't even know where I was, but like, subscribe. Follow us on everything. We got Tashi Station Emporium, who is our sponsor of the Starlight Digest for all your figure stands, needs, and displays. Head over to Tashi Station with 10% off your entire order with the code Starlight Digest Podcast. And speaking of toys, of course, that also correlates to our toy show that was dropped Monday, every other Monday. So if you're not subscribed, you're going to miss all the great Star Wars collectible talk that we drop. So Toshi Station Emporium. We got Scott Solo, the artist Scott Solo, who does all our 1 minute toy reviews. Again, speaking of toys, we've got Bootleg Joe, bootleg_760. He's on Instagram and a Godzilla Wrestling Raiders. I'm surprised you're not watching that Raiders special today, man. I'm very disappointed. You're not a fan. We've got
wow.
Yeah, exactly. We've got Grand Elmo Franz. And if you happen to go on Twitter and send a tweet, this is the guy that's going to respond to you. So, but otherwise, he's here. He's here now. So there's no reason to wait on Twitter. He's here now.
Just yell at me now.
Exactly.
And comment on Mike, the page. Comment on YouTube. I'll answer real quick there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mando Mike playing the Grand Elmo Franz game. He only got one shot down because only one F-bomb was dropped. So for Chris.
I know my limits.
One. Yeah.
I slipped last week with two, but it happens sometimes.
You had Mike lit, so... of course, we've got Fallen Fett over there, the Fallen Fett Chronicles, every Wednesday before our show at 6 p.m. Join him and then come over and join us.
Help the man out. Let's get him to 500. 500 yeah. subs. Ernie the Fallen Fett.
500 more. Get him. Of course, Ernie does not stop there. He's got like 7 other podcasts that he's a part of. And you would know that if you were part of the Fett work, the Fallen Fett Federation. So, again... Everybody, thank you so much.
The Fetwork is dope. Damn.
Yeah, it is. It is cool. That's cool. Again, everybody in the pit, have a good evening. Check us out. We got Beyond the Pits. We got Toy Chest. We got Starlight. We got everything. We got you covered, man. So,
yeah, we do.
Okay. With that, Scott.
Keep it nerdy, everybody. Bye. See you next week.
Love you. Bye.